What's up, guys? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV as we break down the challenge and talk hot dogs.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What do you see?
Yes, great song.
I don't know
I
this
song. I can't look at your personality.
It's
great. It's a good song.
Well, welcome to the challenge as we break down episode 2, Settle In The Scores. And indeed, they do. I'm your host, Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at @_PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at @PaulinaMAguilar. And please welcome my lovely co-hosts.
All right. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Pamela Gross. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Pamela Gross Jill.
Hey, guys. And my name is Jenna. You can find me on Twitter at @Jenna_Bussier.
All right. Let's break this down. And tonight we've got hot dogs and chips. Mm. What do we think about this?
Oh, man. Tonight was action-packed. Never a dull moment. Tension the whole way through, like edge your seat.
Really?
Nail biter, yeah.
I thought the total opposite.
Really? Oh, I loved this episode.
Yeah.
I liked the episode. I mean, maybe the challenge with the hot dogs wasn't that cutthroat,
right,
but it was still really entertaining. Like, it was funny. It had a comedy factor to it.
There was tension. I mean, there was never a dull moment. I mean, the challenge itself was a little silly. You know, they're running through condiments or rolling through condiments.
But it was still neck and neck and back and forth. There was good parts of that.
I agree.
But can you only imagine how much food is wasted doing that thing?
Oh, how much ketchup
and mustard. I don't even like hot dogs, but the fact that all of that got wasted, they probably could have thought about 1,000 other things to play.
Maybe they used expired. Hopefully it was
expired.
That's
even worse. Maybe. To have that all up in your mouth and your face.
Yeah. And hey, but this is the challenge.
Smell.
This is what you signed up for, rather than wasting fresh mustard.
I would not have done
ketchup.
Well on that.
What would you rather? Expired ketchup and mustard or, like, pickled horse urine eggs? I mean, a little. It's not that
I've
bad
actually have to think about
things.
That one because it's really gross, the whole ketchup thing.
Really?
And
you're not
I don't
a
do well. Like, I don't like to wash dishes. I like that whole mess.
Mustard and ketchup for me anyway.
Like, it doesn't. I would almost so like nearing or eating urine eggs. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just weird. But let's talk about some of this. We've got a few rivals on here. We've got Bananas and Wes. And then I didn't know that Meerman and CM Punk had a thing going on from 10 years ago?
I had no idea. I don't think anybody knew. That's why they kind of had to dig it up and make that rivalry happen.
Right.
Maybe say, oh, backtrack. You guys probably missed this. But in 2007,
probably
we went back and forth with some Twitter arguments.
Oh, I'm sure they did because their paths don't cross. You know, the totally different sports. And so that is a good point.
It is funny, though, because I feel like that happens a lot with athletes and celebrities in general. So it's cool to get them in the same room and then have them bring that up. I mean, it was so many years ago, but I'm sure that there's still that awkward tension. Like, hey, do you remember this? I guess let's just squash it.
And that's what I wanted to know. He's like, you know, at the pool, you were walking by. It's like, ooh, what pool? What's the pool that they were all at? And
it was
and
probably
was
at a hotel.
Some event must have been going on.
Said it was during, I think, a WWE event.
Okay.
And then Shawn Merriman was walking by some of the divas from the WWE, kind of poking his chest out, I guess, kind of trying to lure them. I don't know, kind of trying to show off, maybe in a way to hit on them, kind of
lure, insinuate something totally different.
So CM Punk initiated it on Twitter, and then they went back and forth, and it was kind of funny, like, what they said to each other, but
this whole social media war thing that people do is just ridiculous. Like, I'd rather just yell it to your face.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like everyone just hides behind a computer screen calling people names and, you know, all that, you know, BS.
Yep.
But they go and play some flag football, which is nice, you know, team building skills.
That was cute.
But there was a little tiff between Lolo and Lindsay, which seems that Lolo is a little bit involved with everybody.
Yeah. I love Lolo. I love watching her. She is perfection for the show just because she's such a short fuse and she's a great competitor. So it's really fun to watch. But I was watching that. Lindsay just seemed normal, like playing and kind of talking friendly, sportsmanly crap, and Lolo seemed to fly off the handle and get really, really mad and really, really offended, and it's like, whoa, what's going on? But I guess that's just her style.
But do you think she was in the wrong? Was she overreacting?
Well, from what we saw, it didn't seem... I guess it seems as though she's like, you're always criticizing me. So we didn't get to see...
I mean,
any background of her being criticizing her, but she did respond as though there was some background to that.
The reason she got so upset was because they were playing flag football and Lindsay pulled her flags.
Right.
So Lolo said, oh, well, am I allowed to push?
Right.
Am I allowed to get more aggressive? Lolo just doesn't like to lose, which I get it.
Right.
I get being competitive like that. Like, sometimes I can't even go bowling because I don't want to face the fact that I suck so much. So I get that. But at the same time, she is taking it more over the top than the other athletes.
Right.
Everybody there is a professional athlete
right.
or was, so they understand what it's like to be so overly competitive.
Right.
But for some reason, she seems to be the one that has the hottest head.
Right.
I think her biggest problem right now is learning how to turn it off or even to turn it down, because she has had this episode, this problem since the beginning of this season. We saw it all last episode, but with, I believe his name was Gus.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's her biggest problem. And, you know, and you're right as far as, like, mm-hmm. they are professionals, and that's just built in them from the day that they started training for their sport, you know? So I get it, but I don't know. I want to see her. Turn it off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's flag football. I mean, I can be overcompetitive too, but as I can talk crap all day.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I think there's a line.
Right.
It's just for fun.
Save it for the competition and not with your teammate.
Yeah. That's her biggest issue right now.
I wonder, and I bet we can find this out really easily, if she has siblings, because she seems to me, if any of you guys have ever, I don't know if you all have siblings, she seems to have only child syndrome in her response to, like, my charity, my, it's like everybody
there. Are you an only child?
I am not. I'm a middle child.
And okay.
She also, I don't know, that's like even worse.
The opposite. Well, it's almost the opposite. You have to share all your toys.
And she also competes in an individual
Well, that's
sport.
What, right, like, this response was the same. So with Gus, when they got into it, it was like, my charity,
right.
my, and everyone's charity is important to them. With this, it's like, well, I want to win. I'm competitive. So are all these people.
Right.
She seems to have a sort of myopic view of herself as the, you know, only person experiencing these kinds of dramas.
And,
you know, everyone else is able to kind of handle it in a way. Again, having said that, don't ever stop, Lolo. I love it. I like her. I don't want her to be, you know, I like, it's great, and it's great for drama, and it's the most like the champs. She's the most like the champs. We need one of those
right.
people on
that's,
that team.
That's true.
You know, to go sort of bananas.
I guess
no
I just
intended.
Really want to know where it comes from, because it could be maybe she is an only child.
Right.
I have no idea. But we talked about her being an individual sport, but so is Louise.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
is
but some
so
just
is
have that.
There's a maturity level too. I mean, let's be honest. I think she's great, but that is a. I don't know what her. It just seems vaguely immature to fly off the handle like that all the time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, no one else is doing it because they're. You know, because that's not really how a
yeah,
she's
I think she
behaves.
Needs to just learn how to, like, keep that in and just save it for an elimination. Save it for the competition. You know, like, there's certain
right.
places that call for that.
Direct it to a more appropriate, like, yelling at your teammate about wanting to, like, essentially saying, can I block you? Are we allowed to fight them? It's like, no, it's touch football and you're playing
right.
for fun.
You're in the neighborhood park.
Right.
Seriously.
You
it isn't an overreaction, but I do kind of like that she drives home her opinions and mm-hmm. she is so outspoken. I'm kind of envious
yeah.
of that. She
and I think that's
says what she thinks yep. and you got to respect it, so I like that.
Yeah.
She's just overly, you know, she's competitive and she doesn't like to lose, so
I think that's why her and Bananas get along and can relate to each other in that sense, and that I think that's why he is also kind of taking her under his wing.
Well, I on that, though, I do think, and on that, I think Bananas is strategic and manipulative and does it on purpose and gets under people's skin. And I think she is just living out loud. Like, she just has a thought and a feeling, and she expresses
no
it.
No filter.
No
she
filter.
She thinks something
no
comes
filter.
Out of her mouth.
I think
yeah.
Bananas
she hasn't
filters.
Figured out the strategic part of this game yet.
Right.
Like Bananas, but like Bananas has.
Banane.
So that, I think if she tweaks that a little bit, it's got
right.
Bananas 2.0.
Okay. Well, that's exactly, I don't think she needs to control her opinions or quiet down or anything. Just maybe...
Learn how to use
channel
them.
It. Get a little more okay. game instead of just screaming every thought you feel at any
I
time.
I think we've diagnosed
yeah.
Lolo
okay.
enough. We're being our psychotherapist.
Yes.
No,
right
these
now.
Are good points. I
yeah.
really want to know about that.
This
is the second episode. We've seen it the whole time. We had to go through that.
Yep.
Now
true.
Let's go through the disgusting ketchup mustard relish thing, which I honestly was not a fan of this
trip. I love that this is what grosses you out. Like, of all the things I've done,
it does. Like, I will not eat ice cream in a bowl because I don't like melted ice cream. Like, it grosses me out. Like, only I cannot cones? Wash dishes. I only eat ice cream of cones or a popsicle. Like, melted that stuff. So like, it grosses me out.
Do you mix, like, if you're eating Chinese food or Indian food or even like meat and potatoes and applesauce, will you like put a little bit of each?
I can mix it.
You're not grossed out by that. You just don't like
I just mushy? Don't like it's on the saran wrap and it's just like slimy. It's just gross.
It's just mushy tomatoes.
Mashed potatoes is different.
I think there's no doubt it's that just, it's disgusting. I think about how but hot like it is site, outside. I was about sweating, to say
it's hot.
You're wrapped in plastic wrap. You can't move. What if you have an itch? You can't
I'd be
even
going
touch
to
yourself.
The bathroom.
And the only thing you can do is now you're diving in. Ketchup and
it's
mustard.
Not like a dream come true, but they've certainly done. Like, I'd rather do that than like getting so down to nothing with.
I'd
my
rather
crop.
Be
I mean,
locked
so
in like
awful.
In like a little coffin thing that they did last season.
Buried alive? Are you kidding?
Okay,
probably yeah. Because oh I don't like. I don't like being. I mean, it's a different that being in a coffin's claustrophobic, but like being contained like that will freak me out even more. To be honest.
That
it's weird.
Would
I
be
just
arms,
I can't. Yeah, I don't like being held down like that where I cannot move my arms.
Do
it's
you
just,
eat mustard in life? Like if you were eating. Okay, so you're not grossed out by like mustard.
No, I mean I don't like relish, but I mean nonetheless I don't like the whole thing that it's mixed. You're rolling it. It's in my hair, and it's just.
I think it's so funny to see them compete in something that's almost patronizing towards them. They're these huge, athletic, strong athletes, and now they're just like rolling and
but
inchworming,
I think that's why they
tucked
did
in
that.
Plastic
because,
wrap.
Because the champs, you know, they compete and they do this practically almost, you know, it's not more than a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got the pros who are surrounded by competition, and they don't get to joke around like that, and they don't get to have fun. So I think this was MTV's way of kind of just being, let's just throw them a bone and let them have some fun.
Yeah. I loved it, and I laughed the whole time.
But I can't get it. So I like the more competitive stuff.
I think this one, because of the pace of the show and that two people are going every time, it's so intense. Like, it's so heavy almost. There's such drama because there's so much at stake that I liked having the levity of like a goofy.
I like that too. Every now and then you need them to throw in a challenge that's funnier.
Yeah, that's just
so you
silly,
get to see them do something ridiculous.
It would have been, if it was intense, it would have just been so intense. I thought this was.
I'm pretty sure Sean Merriman did not think he would be really.
Oh my god! Poor thing, he got so funny.
So the team captains were CM Punk and Jordan. I thought the funny thing is it's nice to see strategy come into this because Lindsay seems to block Camilla, and Camilla. Don't like it.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Which, by the way, if it were her, she'd be all for it. Come on.
She totally.
It's part of the game. Yep. Don't complain. I think she's just mad that she did not think that.
Exactly. I was going to say, these pros can teach the champs a thing or two. Like, they just never thought of that. It's like, oh, I got there first. They're so used to just winning. And it's like, yeah, you can also block someone. Time matters.
Lindsay is really good. She's surprising me because, no offense to the sport at all. I just thought her coming in, she was going to have a very specific skill set, being a cross-board snowboarder. And I didn't think that she was, I don't know if that was going to translate well to the type of games and competitions you do on this show, but she's shocking me. She's doing really well.
Every game first, and every game that you play, it's all mental.
Yep,
she had was already done. She's like, I'm just gonna waddle myself over and block her. She did well.
Also, I think she's got secret game. She flew under the radar last week. She just seemed like nice and unassuming. She didn't really get involved in anything, and now we're seeing she's no little like I don't think she's any kind of victim. I think last week she was overtaken by the drama with Lo and Louise and Lemon. And this time we're seeing she's got strategy. There's who's the old, like, walk softly but carry a big stick. I think she's going to show up when she needs to. I agree. She's surprising me. I thought she was just, like, nice girl and a snowboarder.
Yeah,
I think she's got it in her to be sneaky.
I think she's got it in her to be sneaky. She just doesn't do the confrontations as much as, like, a Lolo
Jones. I think she would have.
Oh, well, we do see a preview. She does come at Lolo later and say, can I go in, Victor? Can I volunteer? So she does go into an elimination.
Yeah, I think those two are going to get into it.
Lolo's going to get into it with everybody.
Yeah, right. She does have some spice.
I do think she's not going to let anyone walk all over her. That's what I don't think she's a starter of drama, but I do think she seems like she's not going to let anyone walk all over her either, which is,
Well, the other starter of drama, Banana, is here, and CM Punk got in a little bit of a tip afterwards, which I actually loved. I loved it because you know what? Bananas can go very low, but he's also, I'll give him the respect, is he's also saying the things that people are thinking. Okay. It is, because I was thinking the same thing, and I'm pretty sure every, you know, fans of the UFC, of the WWE, were thinking the same thing. So for those of you who don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, James, I know you're out there, our producer, our engineer, and Jenna, CM Punk lost in the UFC his only match by submission. Mm-hmm. A terrible, terrible loss.
2 minutes and 14 seconds was the total time where
he lost. And quit, basically?
No, he didn't quit.
So he tapped out. It was whatever hold he was in.
He was unconscious, yeah.
Well.
But here's the problem. The problem is that he spent so much of his time training and competing in the WWE as a wrestler that transition, it's not the same. And I think, James, you know, chime in if you would. Your analogy was right, was when you spend 30 years learning how to not completely hit somebody and you pretend and you fake it, and then all of a sudden you're trained on a certain skill to learn how to hit somebody, that's hard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And making a crossover you might not be ready for yet, but I mean, he tried it, so maybe some credit, but there also could have been a lot of money involved.
There's so many
fame.
More factors when it comes to, like, cutting weight. Cutting weight is huge for fighters. Wrestlers don't have to cut weight unless you're, like, a collegiate wrestler. So something just like that, where it's like, oh man, you need to lose 20 pounds over this next day or weekend, you know, and to make weight to fight, and then put all this weight back on for the next day to actually fight. That's a big deal. Not only has he been not trying to hurt people for 30 years, but the guy he's fought, Mickey Gall, just that destroyed him, has been fighting 30 years to destroy people.
Right.
So you gotta understand. It might not have been the best decision he can make, but it was something he wanted to do. He did it on his own terms. He chose to leave WWE to go to UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he left a top guy making tons of money because he wanted to cross this off his bucket list. And he's had the guts to step in a cage and see what it's like, as opposed to someone like Joe Rogan, who commentates for UFC and is a Taekwondo fighter and has been training to fight his whole life, but would never step in the cage and fight for real. You know, like, there's a big difference. There's a lot of people who can talk.
So there's credit to be given to CM Punk.
Yeah, at least he had the balls to stand in there and take the hit and get beat in 2 minutes and 14 seconds and be like, okay, well, I'll still try again, and not be like, well, I'm done. I made my millions off one fight.
Right.
I'm done.
Okay.
And you said that he's still training right now?
I believe
continuing to train for the UFC?
He's training for another fight for sure. He doesn't know when it's going to be or if it's going to happen.
Well,
he's always training.
So his job description right now is UFC fighter, so he's still very much trying to.
So, James, also you said the fans, the WWE fans didn't want him to leave. Are they,
wrestling fans wanted him to stay in wrestling.
Right.
But they support him, so they just followed him.
What about the UFC fans?
UFC fans didn't want him.
I know.
So there's this really big divide between wrestling fans and MMA fans of like, oh, that shit's fake, and like, oh, that shit's not real. But when, because then when someone like Brock Lesnar, who is an ex-wrestler that went to UFC that beat the shit out of everyone there and became champion within like two fights, then they can't argue like, oh, wrestling's fake, it's not real, when a pro wrestler comes in and kicks the shit out of your top champion. Like, how fake is it then? You know what I'm saying?
So CM Punk, I mean, that makes sense. Same thing with UFC, boxing. There is obviously a divide between
these different
types of
fighting.
Wrestling fans
were there to be like, yeah, CM Punk, we want you to win. So you're like, you're on our team.
Right.
As MMA fans were like, we don't even want you here.
So do you think that Bananas then had a point for the low blows that he did give to CM Punk?
A lot of people were thinking the same thing he was. My sister does jiu-jitsu and MMA and all that stuff, and she thought the exact same thing that James was just saying. She is not a fan of him, and I have never trained in any of those things. I feel like if you're good at something and you're the top dog in your one sport, do what you're good at. Stick with what you're good at. I understand if you want to, you know, try different things and all that stuff. But that's a big career move. It could either hurt it. It can go both ways. And I feel like if he was one of the top dogs in WWE, stick with it. Well, that's what works. That's what you're good at. That's what the fans want to see.
I think that there was overlying reasons why he left between management and the organization of WWE as a whole.
Okay.
I think that there was reason behind that. Him leaving. Yeah, I think that he thought he wasn't being treated well. I don't know if payment was an issue, but I remember reading something that he wanted to leave that organization. So I guess where he could think that UFC is on the similar type of athletic mat as at WWE. Right.
He wasn't happy.
Right.
So he decided to leave, but he wanted to pursue MMA, but he was willing to start at what is called like camo, like the lower league fights where mm-hmm. like you fight amateur before you become a professional. But Dana White was like, no, man, like I want you because you're a name and
right.
thousands yeah. and money. Thousands gonna of bring people in are going to buy
couldn't he have gone down to like NXT you. Though?
Well, NXT is a wrestling WWE thing, but camo would be like the NXT
version
for
of
UFC.
It.
Yeah.
So they're like the up-and-comers of trying to get their name out, and you're not fighting professionally yet, you're still an amateur. But Dana White was like, no, man, I'm going to pay you all this money, and you're going to come to UFC.
Must
and not
be nice.
Work your way up
I
the
know.
Ranks because
yeah.
you're a name. It's
yeah,
just like
yeah.
in the past where there's this ex-boxer, I can't remember his name, but he went to UFC because he wanted to fight, and he's like, oh, I'm going to knock people out with these 4-ounce gloves. And Randy Couture destroyed him in like 40 seconds, took him down to the ground and choked him out. It's like his boxing isn't the same. You have
right.
20-ounce gloves, and you're not allowed to take down and kick. And yeah. That's why it's called mixed martial arts.
Right.
It's like the best of everything.
Yeah. And overall, I think that Bananas is really good at finding people's weak points
right.
and using that against them. And he sought out CM's vulnerabilities,
uh-huh.
and he really pushes buttons, which is what Bananas does best. That's his game, kind of a manipulation game. Anything I can do to get you upset, to maybe take your mind out of this game,
right.
maybe throw a punch at me,
oh,
whatever you
it.
Gotta do. So he knew what to say to CM Punk. And like Paulina said, it's something that a lot of people were thinking,
yep.
but nobody would have said that on the show. But Johnny has that in him, that
yeah.
kind of resentment that he will push somebody's buttons no
and
matter what he has
I
to
just say.
Say
with this whole the whole CM Punk, like if you're training again to come back into the UFC and compete and all that stuff, why go on a reality show?
Well,
you know, like if I'm CM Punk,
charity.
I'd be
yeah
okay
puppies,
let's take charity
Chicago.
Out of this, because if he's making all that money in the UFC that everyone's claiming, he can donate as much as he wants to that charity. Okay, let's just take that out. I'm just saying, if I made a fool of myself or did that poorly in one match and I want to come back and redeem in a sport that I've always wanted to pursue, why not spend all this time filming a reality show to keep training?
But
that doesn't make sense to me.
Again, as we touched on, I get it, what you're saying, sports wise, like for the sport, shouldn't he, you know, just be training? But it is a business, and there's a lot to be said for the exposure. A ton of people, myself included, didn't know about the wrestling and
right.
CM Punk, and now I'll check it out.
Neither.
You know, it's a whole new thing, and it is a business, and someone wanted him to, and he's got a good personality for it, and you know, it's just exposure to a new.
It's a way to keep
audience.
Him on TV.
Yeah, it keeps him relevant.
Keep him relevant without him getting hurt.
But see, I may not like him anymore.
In
well,
between, because UFC, they might go like every month, but a fighter typically fights maybe 4 times a year,
right?
And that's like, if you're
yeah.
fighting all the time.
And it's still a different kind of, one could argue it is a different kind of competition, in that exactly what we saw with Johnny, like he's not used to, well, actually I bet he is. They probably psych each other out in wrestling and stuff too. They probably talk smack.
Yeah, but it's scripted though.
It's,
like
okay.
the WWE, it's scripted, and they each have a character. They have a
yeah.
persona that they're playing. So they're not really playing John Cena, you know,
right.
him as nice a guy as he is. The UFC
right.
is different.
And again, I kind of feel like, oh, John Cena, why are you in movies? Shouldn't you just be working on your, I mean, you know, because they want to do other things too. I don't think you can fault people for wanting to do other things.
But I do not want to see Tim Tebow play baseball if he's a good football player, so, or Michael
different.
Jordan play baseball.
It's very
No, I want to see the greatest basketball player play and slam dunk and make blocks. You know,
what
that's what I want to see.
Tim Tebow really wants to play baseball.
Well, then
really,
let him play. I haven't seen him play. I can honestly say I have not seen him play.
I mean, I do respect that from what James just told us, that he was willing to start at the bottom. It seemed like he really wanted to make a change.
I think that would have given him a lot more respect from UFC
fans.
Well,
they wanted the powers that be apparently said, no, be a wrestler.
If he keeps training and he builds it up and he becomes a good fighter and a competitor, then
that's a lot to come back from.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot to come back from.
He needs to fight someone that is around his same caliber of experience is the thing. Like, you can't put him in someone who had one professional fight but has had 60 amateur fights and has been training in MMA since they were young.
It's also
and
hard
not expect him to destroy him in 2 minutes and 14 seconds, because then that guy would have looked like a chump.
But as far from a business standpoint, isn't it hard to grab, be like, hey, I want you, you're such a big name, but I'm gonna put you at the, you know,
right,
not so high as a match, like as opponent. That's hard to do, I feel like. You
well,
know,
he
if
learned
I
learned his lesson.
Right, it seems
he
went in thinking that he was probably better than he was.
As crazy as this sounds, what they should have done is put him against the Green Ranger. Anthony David Frank, he fights MMA now, and he has a professional background.
The Green Lantern.
The Green Ranger.
I love the names.
Yeah.
Because he's a celebrity, and Punk's a celebrity, and it would have been pretty evenly matched. And they both have that superstardom of, like, oh, yeah, the average person's going to tune in to see this. And it's not like, oh, you just fought, like, one of the top 10 fighters. No wonder you got destroyed in 2 minutes.
Right.
Well, I guess we're all going to have to wait to see what happens in his next match whenever that is.
On Bananas, I think he got to a level that was, pretty disrespectful. That's
really?
Where, like, yeah.
Really?
I thought it was just, like...
I thought his lowest point was taking that money from Sarah.
That was really...
That was his lowest point.
Well,
this was a bunch of trash
talk. He plays dirty. That was... It was really low blow trash talk, and it was like
you're nothing, your career is nothing. Meanwhile, CM Punk is sitting on so much money and fame from his time in the WWE, and even that one UFC fight. So it was kind of ironic.
I would have asked
nothing.
I would have asked how many people walk around wearing Bananas.
Exactly,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
The thing. Bananas.
But
know who you're talking to.
But look, it balances out. Bananas' game, the way that he plays, is low, it's dirty, it's vicious, it's everything. But guess what? CM Punk gets to go back home to his mansion with a job and training and fans and all the stuff, and Banana can, you know, do what he does in brand new house that he bought, you know? So guess what? CM Punk is laughing out the door.
Well, yes. Again, I think he is. But I do think he seemed, you know, uncomfortable with that level of sort of abuse
because
that he kind of took.
Yeah, it's a different environment.
It's a different environment.
It's a different
atmosphere.
He didn't care that much. I feel like he was like, all right, go. He kind of had that same idea in his head. He's like, you're a fan. You don't know who you're talking to. Whatever, keep talking. I'm not going to let you get to me, which I thought was good. He kept his temper. He didn't get too crazy about it. It seemed like... He didn't let it get to him. He didn't care that much about the arguments Banana was throwing at him.
No, I think the athletes have the advantage to where they, at some level, they have to keep their composure. You know, they play in front of thousands of people, where the champs are reality TV, and their job is to create drama.
Right.
So
exactly.
And
Johnny's the again, he's great at it, and you know, he did it. The only reason why I really liked the way that they structured the episode, because they wove it in brilliantly with him and Sean in the beginning, and he was saying, yeah, I started that. So it showed us that CM Punk is a little shit starter too. Like,
no,
in the beginning, he was saying he started this war and started picking on Sean. So it was like, all right, if you're going to dish it out, then you're going to have to be able to take it. So
that's
exactly.
The
only reason.
1,000%.
I was like, all right, he's a little, you know, if he was just this little innocent bunny and Johnny jumped in on him, I would feel bad. But it seemed like he's a little, a little stirrer of the pot as well. So.
All right, let's move on from this nonsense. We go to the elimination called Blindsided, which was pretty interesting.
So good.
It was good. It was
interesting. Eliminations. I love that.
I mean, who are you going for? Would you have made the same person to make your calls for you as these guys did?
I think that Darrell was a really smart choice.
Yeah,
I would love him as a competitor. I think he communicates really well. And I also think that when Bananas was going against Wes, Bananas and Darrell had a really good strategy where Bananas was basically hanging all the way to the back of the rope, kind of tiptoeing the rope of the circle. And then Darrell was whispering in his ear so that Wes couldn't hear what Darrell was saying and kind of completely guiding Bananas. So I thought that was a good strategy. Obviously, it didn't work out for him in the end. But I like Darrell as a caller. CT, I love CT. And I think he is a great communicator during eliminations. He's always yelling at people what to do, but he didn't seem to care that much to like, oh, talk to Wes. He's like, left. You're good.
I thought Louis, the back to the Sean verse CM, I was surprised. I mean, like, I was like, what's going to happen? I thought it was really tense. And I thought Louis was an amazing choice for the reason he said, which, like, she has a distinct voice. You're going to catch that out of... they're just yelling with all the rest of the people cheering and yelling in the background, too. And then I think she was amazing. I think she got him the win with her. He's left-handed, swiping low from the right. I think her advice won it for him. So I think he really picked well.
Well, she's the only one that had advice because his strategy was to swing that thing around.
Wait, can we talk about his original ninja salt?
His role.
I was like, what? When they cut to commercial and he just comes out of the bat with a somersault. But it ended up being a really cool, fluid, like, ninja motion. Yeah. It was pretty cool, but... Yeah, I mean, it was a really equal playing field, so I don't want to say that I was shocked that Sean Merriman lost, but I'm very surprised he went home this early in the competition. And I feel like, because when we first, I remember seeing this elimination with Knight and Preston, and it was hilarious. I don't think I've ever laughed that loud in my life. But I think their circle was a lot bigger. I think the circle was really small tonight, so it didn't really... force them to come up with some kind of strategy to kind of feel each other out. It was a really quick elimination, especially between Sean and CM Punk. I feel like they took one step and then they were hitting each other.
Well, that also cuts the time because you can't dance around each other for 10 minutes, which I kind of like.
Oh, but it's so funny. It's so good. I wish that it would have been bigger.
Really? I liked that it was small because it was like, what's going to happen? That happened. Like, it was just nonstop action.
I think with Wes and Bananas, Wes played it smart because he played the same thing. He went low. But I think where the trick was if you lose one of your senses, all of a sudden your others just get so much stronger. And I was paying close attention to when Bananas would swing. You can hear it swing. Right. So, and not only are you hearing your caller, but once you hear the, you just go,
you know.
And you go low and you go, wah.
I know. At one point, I guess Wes has such good senses. Yeah. I swore that he could see through that blindfold. I'm like, does he know? Can he see? Wes. Because he would completely dodge Banana Swing every time, duck completely underneath it, just missing it by a hair, and then would hit Bananas in the ankles. So, wow. He has really good senses.
Yeah.
I feel like he could see out of this blindfold.
I mean, Wes beating Bananas.
Bananas did not take it well.
Wow.
Do you think it would have been a different outcome had it been just completely like a football match, though? Like, they can see it's physical.
That's gotta hurt, too, because this game is so much chance. It's, you know, there's strategy a little, but... Man, I was bummed now back to seeing Sean go because I'm sure he's a great competitor and I would have really liked to see more of him. And he seems so sweet. So that was a bummer. But with the Wes and Johnny, I loved his. He's like, if I lose to Wes, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's like, he was speechless. He was very, very, very salty.
Well, you think about it, he's so mad because now this is two eliminations in a row that he's lost. He lost on the last season. Invasions of the Champions went home to Darrell. And now he's losing to Wes. It's the first time him and Wes have seen each other in an elimination. So he is salty.
Yeah. Which means he's going to be coming back next season with...
a vengeance.
Yeah. He's even said it himself. It's going to be more vicious. And I thought he stooped a new low taking that money from Sarah. But I guess we're just going to have to see what other shenanigans he's got up his sleeve because... It is just fascinating to watch that play out.
Yeah. That was great. I mean, that was amazing. That was amazing. That was great. I think Johnny did not see it coming. He was so salty, and I think he is a funny, great winner and a pretty sore loser.
And I love that Wes politic, yeah, like he does best, to make this elimination happen. Yeah. When he got called up there. Well, can I tell you who I want?
Yeah.
I want Bananas. Love that. That might have been one of the best moments of the
show.
Yeah,
but first of all, the other two votes that did not vote for Bananas is a bunch of BS.
Right, because what was
first of all, if you were smart about it, you can save yourself and not put a target on your back by giving Wes who he wants.
You save yourself from other people.
Whoever you vote in is going to have an eye out for you afterwards. I wouldn't want it to be Bananas if it... that's who he wants.
What do you think about... Yeah.
I really wish that we knew more behind why those people picked.
Right, like, Camilla picking Darrell.
And Ashley picking
and
CT.
And Ashley picking CT.
I really want to know why. That's all I'm at. I'm like, really? Yeah. Why? Are you thinking
Camilla,
you don't want to backstab Bananas? You don't want him coming after you?
I don't know. Because
really
Darrell and CT, I was going to say Bananas is valuable,
especially
but so are Darrell
because
and CT.
Camilla was the first one up, and Wes goes, can I tell you who I want? I want Bananas. Camilla goes, Darrell. Why
right.
would you do that?
Well, I don't know. That
it's
was
so weird.
I wonder if there's some, if they made a I won't vote you.
I feel like that's the easiest way to vote, is to give someone who they want.
Do you think they had some sort of I won't vote you in the first round?
Camilla and Johnny have a weird relationship because they hooked up once and they were exes and it was Camilla, Johnny, I hate you. Then I guess they're friends again. Now they're kind of equal because they're both these top dog champs. So I guess they've put aside their differences and Camilla's kind of cool with Johnny. But
it made it real easy.
I think production just kind of just throw in the rules and everything, like
vote for Darrell.
Yeah. No, I think they're doing it as they go, and we're not seeing the conversations happen because this is a 6-week show.
Right.
This is a trial, and so they don't live together. There's no alcohol. There's no none of that stuff that we're seeing. So I think that's why we don't get that.
Yeah, I was surprised also back that the other team voted in Sean. Like, all these, I guess, again, that's, I'd
well,
like to know.
He wasn't very good, though.
He sucks
was
to the challenge.
Okay, that's what it was.
The hot dog thing.
That's what it was. Okay. They seem to be doing it merit-based at this point.
Yeah. So stuck in that ketchup.
Of all the people left, who do you think will win? Who are your top dogs right now? Because we get to see in the previews, we see Lolo getting into it, and now and we're gonna see a little bit more drama and how these guys work with their first time being in the challenge. I really want to see the food eating and trivia. That's probably the non-athletic two things that I want to see.
I love trivia with these people with the cast of the challenge.
I think that would be a really fun episode to do with the to do with the pros.
Yeah.
But as winners, who are your potential winners?
Wow.
Want to go first?
No, I need to think for a second.
Okay.
Well,
I know my champs. I have, you're going to hate me because it's kind of two guys and there's only, three left?
Okay.
So, champ guys, Darrell and CT.
Okay.
My brain is thinking Darrell just overall, but CT's so massive and he's such a beast and he's my soft spot, so I want to say him as well, but I probably am going Darrell as the guy. Girls, Cara Maria. I mean, I don't think that there needs to be that much said to it. Girl's a beast. Sure, she can lose, but I'm thinking that it's going to be her. Pros, that's where it gets tricky. They're honestly so different and versatile in their own way. Girls, Lolo Jones, just because I don't think she'll ever let herself not win. She's so heated. Guys, I don't know. Cam Wimbley's really good.
Yeah.
He's proven it, but so is Gus Kensworthy. He's doing really well for a smaller guy.
Yeah.
That one, still got to feel out another episode.
Yeah. With me, with the pros, it's really hard to say. I really think Louise is a super strong competitor, and we're going to see a lot from her. I think Lolo, that she might be starting to make some, if not enemies, some people that wouldn't mind seeing her go in on her own team. So I don't know how that's going to fare for her in the long run. For the guys, I don't know. They all seem great. I think that Cam seems, as we saw during the intramural game, calm, cool, and collected, which will really benefit him. But I don't know. It's a toss-up for me there. And then for our champs, I'm thinking CT is ultimate champ, and Camilla or Cara Maria as well, I think, are in it for the... What do you think?
It shall unfold.
What do you think?
For the girls, you know, it's either Ashley or Cara Maria. I mean, I'm going to go with Ashley just based off her performance of how we saw her in the season.
I forgot about Smashley.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with her. She's no one to mess with. As far as the pro side, I like Louise. Lolo is strong, but I think mentally, I think that's gonna hurt her a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to go with Lindsay, to be honest.
Oh,
We haven't seen a lot of her yet, but I like the passion that she's got. Like, she's just... it's a different kind of toughness than right. Lolo, you know?
She's kind of got it together. She knows her quiet strength.
Who else am I missing? The guys, I like Darrell. I'm going to go with Darrell. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Did I get everybody?
Jordan.
Well, tweet us and let us know who you think will be the champs of this season, because this is so much fun to watch. Until next week, guys, where can they find you on social media?
Go ahead.
Ready, go.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. My name is Jenna Bussier. You can find me on Twitter at Jenna_Bussier.
And yes, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Who you think's going to take it home? My name is Pamela Gross, and you can find me at Pamela Gross Jill.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at PaulinaMAguilar. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.